goes to Patty Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, P-A-C, fax 989-584-0307, regarding Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Rinkey, R-I-N-C-K-E-Y. Date of birth, October 4th of 1937. Dear Ms. Terry, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Rinkey with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension, also a history of high potassium levels. Her last visit was May 23rd. Since that time, she did have COVID infection, testing positive last October. She had cough, runny nose, and extreme fatigue, and she did take Paxlovid at a reduced dose. It was 100 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. And she did feel better rather quickly after starting the Paxlovid. And no hospitalization, and she is feeling much better currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Her cough is resolved now. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has stress incontinence and nocturia that is stable. And no edema. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. She's also on Lantus, 40 units for diabetes, and her other routine medications are unchanged. Physical examination, her weight is 183 pounds. Blood pressure is 116 over 43. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 25th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.6. Estimated GFR is 31. Calcium is 8.8. Albumin 3.6. Sodium 140. Potassium 5.0. Carbon dioxide 28. Hemoglobin A1C was 8.2. I don't have a recent CBC to review. The last one was done November of 2021, and that hemoglobin was 11.8. We have sent a new lab order over to Carson City Labs for the next lab to be done within 3 months. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. Hypertension is well controlled. Diabetic nephropathy with elevated hemoglobin A1C. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.